A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they would distribute to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostle Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Because Jesus has disarmed death, God's kingdom is open to everyone and to anyone. The Holy Spirit is on the move. It's like a fresh spring breeze. And no human family, no tribe, no organization or system can keep up with the Holy Spirit. Opening up the window and letting this breeze in, this Holy Spirit, can be very inconvenient, especially for all those Nicodemuses of the world, those who suppose that they've got everything tidied up, labeled, and sorted in different piles. It is inconvenient. Because there is another reality out there, everyone. It's a reality that will last forever. And the only way we can tap into it is in and through Jesus. Jesus is the ladder who joins two dimensions of God's world, the heavenly and the earthly dimension. And if we want to understand not only the heavenly world, but the way in which God is joining heaven and earth together, we must listen to Jesus, and we must walk the road that he walked. And this is risky. It's not only risky, but it's dangerous. But it's the only way to live in God's new world.